Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to talk about DPOs. Wow. Okay. Our topic today, too small for an IPO, try a DPO. DPO is a direct initial kind of public offering. So let me go through that in a few seconds. Bear with me 1 second. IPOs and DPOs. Let me kind of explain the difference between the two. A DPO is similar to an IPO, but it's less expensive. A DPO is a method by which a business can offer stock directly to the public. Similar to an IPO, and stock is sold to investors, but unlike an IPO, a company uses DPOs to raise capital directly without the assistance of an investment banking firm or broker-dealer. Following registrations with the Securities Exchange Commission and subject to compliance by state blue sky laws and a company that can sell shares directly to anyone, including customers, employees, suppliers, distributors, family, friends, and others. Most companies are able to complete the direct public offering within 9 months or less than $100,000. So, you know, I had a show earlier part of the year, and we talked to an attorney regarding an IPO. And we're going to talk to someone else. I'm probably going to schedule this at the end of the month when an attorney is to talk about an IPO. Only thing you really need from for a DPO, a direct public offering, is securities attorney and a CPA. Those are the main people you need. You can hire a person to do your own PR, to do your press releases, because you're going to have to market this to out in public. Investment banking will take care of that for you and pay for all of that, and they take their fees out of the offering. However, you got to do the whole thing yourself. So it's do-it-yourself model. I mean, you hire your attorney like you would normally do anyway, securities attorney. You hire your CPA for your books as well, but you're going to have to handle your own marketing to investors and so forth. And the PR firm that specializes that could be able to help you with that. So let's talk about, there's some successful companies that are profitable. They've been in business for a while, and they look pretty good on paper. They're profitable. They're making money, long history, and they probably be good candidates for a DPO. Fees, you normally they say up to $100,000. You can do an IPO for $100,000, but it does not include your security fee. I mean, it doesn't include all the marketing and other things to bring to bear. It will include, I think, in the IPO, when we talk to the attorney, you can really do this under $100,000 and get your symbol and all your filings done, and you know, CPA and all of that for $100,000. Marketing, you're on your own. You still have to market it, but at least it would be listed on blue sheets, I mean the pink sheets, I'm sorry, or you won't qualify unless you have that type of income for an exchange. But you can be on a bulletin board stock, not on the NASDAQ, and that will give you at least some flexibility. A public company is a lot easier to raise money when they're making money than a company that's private, okay? So if you're making $1 million a year and you think you have a good product that you sell, good margins, try to take that public if you really want to grow. But keep in mind that now it becomes a publicly traded corporation. So you can't run it like you run your business yourself. You're accountable to shareholders. Even you're the majority, you own 90% of the company, you still have to look at the behalf of the 10% owners that you're trying to make money for. So here's some information on perfect candidates for DPOs. Small business needs new capital for several reasons. They want to grow and expand their existing profitable business. They need more research and development. They want to purchase equipment. They want to hire additional talent. And they bank loans, maybe they're sufficient, but they're not sufficient enough to push them to the next level because it has to meet certain guidelines. You know, they're tapped into their lines of credit, but after a while, this gets pretty expensive, and you really need some investor monies if you want to push your company to the next level. But if an entrepreneur wants to raise additional shares, then they look at an IPO. They look at a direct public offering, a DPO. What goes into the cost? Attorney fees and accounting fees. You got to have a CPA to do this. It will cost you for a DPO anywhere between anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. Depends on where you are. Okay? So kind of plan for that. It almost costs you just the same as an IPO, but you'll have a little bit more flexibility with a DPO. I'm not going to talk about you still got to register with the Security Exchange. I'm not going to get a lot of information because I'm not an attorney, I'm not an accountant, but I'm just going to give you the gist of the story so you have an option out there for you. When you're choosing the right DPO, companies interested in raising capital through a DPO with multiple options. They have multiple options, rather. The types of DPO for small corporate offering registration, okay, that's Regulation D, Rule 404, for private businesses that raise no more than $1 million through a sale of stock in a 24-month period. Again, 24-month period, less than $1 million. According to the Security Exchange Commission, your company qualifies as a small business issuer if you file with the U.S. Security Exchange Commission. Your company offers, your company fits those particular guidelines, statements, one of the simplified business forms, which is SCOR, Regulation D, $1 million for Regulation A, $5 million for SB1, and then $10 million. And then SB2 is $25 million. Monetary values listed indicates the maximum amount that can be raised in a 12-month period for each regulation. So, again, if you file for Section D, you can raise up to $1 million in a 12-month period. Again, it's only for that limited amount of time. You file for Regulation A, is $5 million. You file for Regulation B, meaning the SB1, is up to $10 million. And then SB2 is up to $25 million only for 12 months, and that's it, okay? And that's the end of the liability on that. Also, a small business issuer can be a U.S. or Canadian company with less than $25 million in revenues in this last fiscal year, and whose outstanding publicly held stock is not worth more than $25 million, okay? Typical cost is $100,000, just as much as an IPO. But if you get certain IPO attorneys, they will cost you way more than $100,000. It can be really a $300,000 outfit. Okay. The lion's share really goes to attorney fees and, again, professional fees and for your attorneys. So you need to kind of keep that in mind. That's what you're paying for. But it's not paying for the marketing of your company. You're still going to have to get a PR firm or a PR firm that can market to investors for you. But it's mainly for you only have a certain limit that you can do this and a certain amount of time you can do this within. Remember, you have only your authority is only for 12 months up to those certain limits that you file for. And that's it. So the PR firm would put your name out there, say, you know, you're a DPO, blah, blah, blah. Also can give you some tips on who to approach as investors or venture capitalists who can be brought on in the equity position for this as well. What DPO process involves, much like any other avenues obtaining financing, you have to have your financial statements prepared by a CPA, and you're going to have to have your attorneys also handle with the security regulations requirements. What are the investors? The wise strategy is to recruit investors' personal interest to your business. They understand your business. They have a personal interest in your business to succeed, such as customers, employees, friends, families, and other businesses in the supply chain and industry. Also, you must be in constant contact with them, okay? constant contact. And you just can't shut the door, say, this is how I'm going to run things. No, you can't do that. You have to be in constant contact. And because you're under this particular regulation, you don't want them to file complaints of you, about you. In those affiliate groups, you know, you want to keep them, newsletters, emails, social medias, you want to keep them all communicated. You want to communicate well with this particular group. And a quick review of the steps you need for this DPO process. One, you make a business plan, including projections or financials. Step two, you want to determine the market value of your company to be decided by the volume and the price of shares. Number three, to research the specific regulations that govern the DPOs in your state. So security attorneys in your state can handle that. Number four, major states you will have that, so you should have the problem of finding securities attorneys. Number four, get legal and financial advisors who have done DPOs, okay? Get the ones who have done it in your state, who knows your state regulations, who knows the federal regulations as well, okay? But specialize in DPOs, not IPOs, since it's a smaller scale, okay? One, two, three, four, five. Choose investors carefully, such as people with personal interest in your business. That's key. And the last one, after a DPO, be prepared for an audit by the state or federal regulation at any time. Your book's going to be open record. You're subject to an open record, and you need to be aware that they can come in at any time and audit your books. And your books need to be open and ready at any time. Any investor can come back and challenge you on that. So make sure that you have these people in place. And, you know, there are some pros and cons to it. There are some regulation requirements. The advantages of a direct public offering includes a broader access to investment capital, the ability to utilize stock to complete acquisitions if you're going to buy somebody, and also stock options to attract and obtain employees. Also, to enhance your credibility, enhance your credit, provide early investors with liquidity. Disadvantage of DPOs, direct public offerings, include the company must raise its own capital without the assistance of a financial advisor. I mean, you can't go to an investment bank to go get this done. The process generally costs more than the initial to attract investors. For investment capital, it takes management time and attention from their business operation because they're going to be under this regulation to get it done in this particular way. You can't go in the investment bank, and there is an ongoing financial and legal reporting requirements you have to make, okay? Requirements, a complete set of internal generated financial statements, also financial statements audited by an audited firm, outside firm. And your security filings has to be current and up to date. Everybody, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. And we will have a broader aspect on this particular topic at the end of the month with the securities attorney. Thank you for listening. I will ask you to go in and go ahead and write reviews about these shows. We really appreciate it on iTunes. You can download this show on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, have a great day. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.